Now, TalkZone presents Milo's Internet Marketing. Milo's Internet Marketing, with issues, answers, and information to ramp up the traffic on your website. Here's your host, Milo.
Welcome, and thank you for logging in to Milo's Internet Marketing radio program on TalkZone.com. We've got a lot to cover today. We're going to have a guest, Devon Brown, who will talk about the need to put in not just hard work, but smart work. And he'll take us through the journey and tell us about a program that helps all beginners and Internet pros. Also in the second segment, we'll again talk with Devon Brown about the importance of Twitter in the Internet marketplace. And then in our Ask Andy segment, Andy's going to talk all about Microsoft operating system Windows 7. It's right down the line. It'll be out shortly, so he's going to fill us in on all those things. So lots to cover there. I want to remind everybody to take a look at our website, milosinternetmarketing.com. There's a lot of things to cover in there, a lot of things to look at. Certainly check out our radio specials. Every week we have a different radio special. And then under newbies, there's a great club. There's a free CD you can get under newbies that'll give you all kinds of videos and information if you just kind of get started. Or to be honest with you, if you've been into internet marketing already, it's still a lot of basic things that will help you. Plus, videos 6 through 10 talk all about setting up HTML language. So it really is a good lesson on HTML, and it's a good lesson on how to begin your internet marketing system. And also under clubs, there's a couple clubs there we'd like you to join. There's a traffic club, which will help you get more traffic as we build up our websites. The more traffic we get, the better we are, of course. The eMarketers Club, which will help get you emails and people to sign up for you. There's affiliate profits. We talked last week about becoming an affiliate marketer. There's a lot of money to be made there, but there's a lot of work there and a lot of things to watch out for. So the Affiliate Profits Club will help you. And then there's a Success Upgrade Club, which will help you to really some of the things we're going to talk about today with Devon about getting your act together, setting goals, disciplining yourself to get the job done. In other words, to get yourself on target, online, and active in your internet business. So we have lots to cover today. And first of all, I'd like to welcome our guest, Devon Brown. He's been an internet marketer since 2001, really in the infancy of internet marketing. I, at that time, was into the other side of it, all the technical side of it, and I know the big changes from the technical side from then until now, and I'm sure he has a lot to tell us about the market profile of 2001 compared with 2009. Devon is considered one of the big guns in the internet marketing business. If you Google Devon Brown Internet Marketer, you'll get almost two pages of listings on Google and on Yahoo. So he's into a lot of things. He's done a lot of things. He's well-known. He has articles all over the place. So we just like to say to Devon, thank you and welcome aboard.
No, well, thank you, Milo. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, we're very glad to have you. The first thing we'd like to talk about is really you have a program called 3-Hour Prosperity, if I understand.
That's correct. 3-Hour Prosperity is a program that I designed based around the idea that people need simple step-by-step instructions, realistic instructions, and detailed instructions on what specific actions to take every day in order to become prosperous in their internet marketing business.
And that's what we talked about several weeks ago, and I mentioned earlier that you really need to take an organized system to put it into operation to become a success. If you just go helter-skelter, it's going to be overwhelming.
Absolutely. It's one of those, and that's honestly one of the biggest issues or problems that I had with myself back in 2001 when I first started. And as a matter of fact, for the first 4 years, I was all over the place, and had I taken that same amount of time that I spent jumping from opportunity to opportunity or not staying focused, had I taken that same amount of time and followed specific step-by-step instructions consistently being the key word there, then, you know, to be honest with you, we might not even be having this interview right now. I'd probably be sitting on the beach somewhere, you know, having, you know, some supermodel fan me down with a big, you know, coconut fan or something like that.
That's good.
You know, know, and not that I'm complaining, because not that I do bad, it's just more so that the success that I've achieved could have been achieved in literally a fraction of the time had I done things differently. And one of the biggest things that I should have done differently was stay focused on a particular plan of action. And that's why I created the 3-Hour Prosperity System. Also, for those who are not very technical, I have a lot of stuff online, as you said, but the my little dirty secret, if you will, is that none of the stuff online that you see of mine did I put there. I didn't put any of that stuff up. Sure, I came up with the idea. I came out with layouts and things of that nature, but I'm not super technical.
Well, I think we've all been there where you said where we've kind of tried things and this didn't work and that didn't work. There's just so much out there. You know, somebody sits down to the computer and say, I'm going to start a business. Then you start looking into things and you're just overwhelmed with what's out there. And once you plug into a few of those, you get so many emails and so many things that you don't know which way to turn.
Mm-hmm. Information overload, absolutely.
Exactly. And that's what your program, 3-Hour Prosperity, I think really helps us to set out a game plan, work a certain amount of time. You know, so many websites will say 3 minutes a day and you're going to make $100,000. Well, you and I both know that doesn't work.
Especially not at first. It, you know, success as a home-based business entrepreneur is like success in any other endeavor, whether it be, you know, tying your shoes or learning how to ride a bike. When you're first learning to ride a bike, you're falling down all over the place.
I still am.
But with consistent action, you can end up, you know, next thing you know, you're doing, you know, flip back 280s and double back flips, and you're riding down the hill with no hands on the handlebars. But you don't just jump from, oh, there's a bike, it's the first time I've ever seen a bike, it's the first time I've ever tried to ride a bike, to doing back flips with no hands. It doesn't go. It's a consistent progression. And it's the same way in your business. And the whole, I made X amount of dollars in 3 minutes, you know, I made, you know, $10 million in 3 minutes. Well, yeah, because you've been working at this for the past 5 years. You've built up a huge follower base. You have a lot of friends in the industry to help you promote, and so many other things that you did not mention when you said that I made, you know, $1 million in 3 minutes statement.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that's important, that sure, people can make that statement, but after 6-7 years of falling, not necessarily on their face, but just things not working out well, and then all of a sudden things falling into place.
Yes. I always like to use the term, your business will hit a tipping point, to steal a term from Malcolm Gladwell. And what I mean by that is that if you take a penny and you double it, and you start with a penny on day one, and I'm sure you've heard this before, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard this before, but if you haven't heard it, it's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. If you start with a penny on day number one and you double that penny every day, so the first day you have a penny, the second day you have 2 cents, the third day you have 4 cents, 8 cents, 16, 32, and 64, at the end of a week, you're sitting at like 64 cents, right? So if at the end of a week, you're sitting at 64 cents, at the end of that month, you know, how much do you think you'd be sitting at? Well, when I normally ask that question, people say, you know, maybe a few hundred or a few thousand dollars. At the end of 30 days, you're sitting at over $5 million, and you can actually go and do the math yourself. I'm not going to, you know, take this time to go through it all. But the reality is that at about week number three, you make a big jump, and I don't remember exactly what it is, but you make a big jump from like 80,000 or from like 10,000 to like 180,000 or something like that. And that is what I like to call the tipping point. But you have to start with that penny on day one, and you have to keep doubling it, and eventually you hit the point where the growth in your business, just like with the penny, starts to happen exponentially. That's when you start seeing big things happen.
And that's a key factor to keep in mind, that it builds up over time. Now, I like one of the statements in your program is that you begin to make money online in 90 days. Now, if somebody's starting out, that seems like, oh, that's going to be forever. But you've built up to that, and what you mean by making money at the time is making a fair amount of money.
Yeah.
As opposed to your penny a day.
Exactly. At the end of 90 days, if you follow the system consistently, again, being the key word there, you know, then you have the ability to be making some significant money. Let's say enough to pay your bills. I'm not promising $1 million, but if your monthly bills are $3,000 a month and you're able to bring in $3,000 a month residual income online, I think you're starting to do okay. You know, when I first started, and you really hit on this point well, when I first started, I was like, 90 days? 90 days, that's way too long. There's no way I'm going to wait 90 days for something. And I was that individual that would jump into something, and if within, you know, 3 or 4 weeks it wasn't working and it wasn't making me, you know, $1,000 to $5,000, then I was out of it and on to the next one.
Right. And that's what we all do. And so many marketers jump from one thing to another. You've got to stick at something. Find out what you want to do. Work on it. Fine-tune it. Test it. Massage it. And stick with it. So often we just get to the edge. It's like the fly trying to get out of a window. He keeps banging against the screen. He can't get out. We're right next door. There's a wide open window. He could fly out. We've got to stick to what we're doing and get it done.
Absolutely. And we can't stress that enough. And that's the whole reason that in 3-Hour Prosperity, I give you a 90-day action plan. And I tell you to work for 3 hours a day. And if you're not willing to put 3 hours a day, a lot of this stuff, it sounds funny. I'm listening to myself talk. And this is the same information that ultra-successful people were giving me, you know, back in the early 2000s when I first started, and I would not have it. I was not listening to them. I would sit there and say, you don't know what you're talking about, or it shouldn't take that long, or whatever the case may be. And I'm sitting here listening to myself give advice, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what, Devon, it's funny that the same advice you're giving people now is the advice that you rejected, you know, 7-8 years ago.
I heard that before. That's true. What I like about your program, too, it tells you what to do each and every day. It hand-holds you through it, not talking down to you and not making you feel like you know nothing, but it kind of gives you a guideline, an outline, a little bit to do each day. Because if we look at all of it from the beginning, it's overwhelming. Where you put down nice lines of demarcation, what to do the first day, end of the first week, end of the first month. And so I think that's what's very important. It gives people a goal and outline to shoot for.
That's absolutely right. And I have to give a lot of credit to the fact that I used to be a taekwondo instructor. I hold a second degree black belt in taekwondo, and I love teaching karate or taekwondo or whatever you want to call it. But hopefully decent ability to teach and explain comes from the fact that I would have to break down these complex complex series of movements and teach the same series of movements to a 5-year-old as I would a 30-year-old. And what I found was that, hey, if I'm going to teach this complex series of movements to this 5-year-old, I better come up with a way to break the information down into bite-sized formats and explain it in a way that's easy for them to understand. And what I found was that the effective ways of teaching that I found that worked for 5-year-olds worked equally as well for adults. So what I found was I said, well, how am I going to teach a child? And not that I'm talking down to that child or that child is stupid. It's just that I want to make sure that they can understand. And once I found that effective way to teach that child, I would apply that same modality to the adult. And their ability to learn would increase.
Well, we've all gone through school, and that's pretty much the way we've all learned. Step by step, that you go through the first chapter, the second chapter, the third chapter. You learn addition, subtraction, multiplication. It's very linear. And so it fits very nicely. Even if you're adults, you still learn the same way. If I'm going to go out and learn taekwondo tomorrow, I would take the first step, the second step, the third step. I wouldn't just go out there and boom, boom, try to bang everybody. I just take a small step at a time. And so you're right, whether you're 5-year-old or 50 years old or 70 years old, it's that step by step, just the way we were taught in school, that's what we're conditioned to do.
Right.
And that's so important. The other thing that you mentioned, and I know from looking at the program, that you don't need to be a computer genius, a guru. So many people panic over, I don't know about domains, I don't know about FTPs, I don't know about all this stuff, but you walk them through everything.
Yes, and they don't have to worry about a lot of it. You know, I listen to some of my friends who are these big-name internet marketers and extremely smart individuals, top-notch guys. I love them to death. I think that I'm a little blessed in the fact that I'm less technical than a lot of them, and I think I can relate better to the frustrations that a lot of beginners are facing. Because if you're going to sit there and say, well, Devon, I don't know how to FTP the HTML up to my server, I can sit there and say, well, great, neither do I. So when I create systems and ideas and things for people to use, like 3-Hour Prosperity, I make it with that in mind. I make it from the perspective of, if I was starting over again, what would I have wanted somebody to give to me, given the fact that I'm not a technical genius?
Well, we all can't do everything. If in somebody might be good at graphics. Somebody else might be good at copywriting. Somebody else might be good at tech. Somebody else might be good at HTML. You can't do everything. It's impossible. So you look at the area you're strong in, and then you outsource things, or you go to a program like 3-Hour Prosperity, which walks you through every step.
Right.
Videos. I understand you have some videos to go along with this?
Absolutely. I found that the best way, it's one thing for me to try to tell you something. It's another thing for me to physically show you what I'm talking about. And, videos is one of my favorite things to do from a lot of different perspectives. I'll go off on a little tangent here. As far as instruction is concerned, I think that there is the only thing that is better than video is one-on-one human interaction. And if you can get one-on-one human interaction, then by all means do so. But that aside, the best thing to do is video. The other thing I love about video is that I do a lot of videos of me personally teaching concepts. But the reason that I do that is multiple fold. Number one, in your business, you want your personality and who you are to shine through. You want to be you. There's a saying that says, you just do you, I'm going to do me. And you need to do you, and some people are going to love it, and some people are going to hate it, and that doesn't matter. But one of the reasons that I love teaching via video is because it lets my personality shine through. It helps people create a better relationship with me because they're like, oh, well, that's who he is. That's what he's looked like. Look at him dancing around acting all silly. I enjoy that. Or conversely, they might say, he talks way too fast, which I'm trying to do a good job of talking slow on this, but I usually go a million miles a minute. Or they'll say, he talks way too fast. His style doesn't vibe with me. I'm going to get off of his list. But doesn't matter. I love video from, number one, an instructional perspective, and number two, a relationship-building perspective.
Well, I think from somebody beginning from scratch and starting, it seems overwhelming, and you might reread it, but a lot of people are visual learners. Mm-hmm. So by seeing something, and the nice thing is that they can replay this video if they don't understand it 10 times,
right,
and nobody knows about it.
Correct.
That they had to watch at that time. And if the videos break it down so that if you're not familiar with this step, go back and check it out.
Yeah, and you can even pause the videos. And if there's five steps that I'm discussing in a video, once I've done step one, pause the video and go do step one while it's fresh in your mind. And then come back and watch step two and then pause the video again and do step two. My biggest thing is like I said, and this goes back to being a taekwondo instructor, is I've got to be able to break it down and chunk down the information into bite-sized, swallowable forms so that you're able to implement it efficiently and effectively.
The manual that goes along with this program, could you kind of outline that a little bit for us?
Yeah, the manual goes over two things. Number one, if you're going to understand something, what I found is best to do is to initially give you a 30,000-foot overview and help you to understand the theory behind what it is that we're doing. If you understand why we're doing what we're doing, then the steps make more sense, and you could even get more creative and say, oh, well, if I understand why I'm doing this, if I understand the end result that I'm looking for, then, well, not only can I do exactly what Devon outlined for me, but I could also put this little twist or variation on it given what I've learned in the past from other, successful individuals. But so what the guide does is it says, all right, let's start off with a 30,000-foot overview. Let's start with the end in mind. Let's understand how all of the pieces of the puzzle fit together from 30,000 feet above. So you're looking down on it, and you can see the whole picture, and you can say, oh, that's what I'm trying to create. And then the guide goes down, and it breaks down each of those individual puzzle pieces, each of those individual steps, so that you can go implement them.
And then the manual is the tactile part of it where people can read it, touch it, feel it, and then go to the video and check out what has just been covered. And I'm sure they parallel very well where and now it's time for video number three, and then that plugs into all the information that you have for that.
Correct. Absolutely. They work hand in hand. I created both of them simultaneously. I created the manual first, and then when I was halfway done with the manual, I said, you know what? And let me not just explain this textually. Let me actually show them what I'm talking about.
And that's so beneficial. What I like is the title of your program, 3-Hour Prosperity. I always believe you should be able to judge a book by its cover and a book by its title. And this, there's no question about what this is. It's 3 hours to prosperity, but it's 3 hours a day. It doesn't say that, but yet it gives you an idea. Well, I'm going to have to do a little work on this, but yet it sets out a nice pattern of this is what you need to complete it, and then it'll work well for you.
Right, and the stuff that you're doing is not difficult. They're not difficult tasks. That you can do them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're a night owl like I am sometimes, I work best at midnight when everything is shut down and my phone isn't ringing with my friends calling me or business people calling me. When the world is asleep is sometimes is when I get the best work done. Maybe you're a morning person. No matter what time of day it is, you can do these steps because they're all based on the Internet.
And what I like is none of this stuff is really difficult. When you want to put a business together, there's things you need to learn, but it's not difficult. But you can't do it without support. You can't do it without help. You can't do it without some guideline. And that's what this program does. It funnels it all into one little program with a manual, with video. And I'm sure there's a way for them to contact you by email through the program that for additional information.
Absolutely. And if they have any questions, you can check out RenegadeSuccess.com. That's RenegadeSuccess.com. That's my entire site. You can contact my office for any questions that you have with regard to anything that we're doing or anything that you need help with.
Okay, so that's RenegadeSuccess.com. Mm-hmm. But also on our website, MilesInternetMarketing.com, there'll be a link. There's a link right to the 3-Hour Prosperity and the other program we're going to talk about a little while. So please don't leave us, Devon. Can you hang in there for a little while? Because I want you to talk a little bit about Twitter.
I'm all yours.
Great. We're going to take a little break and stay tuned for much more on Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com.